This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's about 35 minutes after 2. If you have just joined us, welcome on the show. It's The Hangout. And as promised, we did promise ukuthi sobe sikhuluma ke no Prof Knox, as aziwa. Prof Nokuthula Sibiya, who's our acting vice chancellor and principal khonala eMangosuthu University of Technology. She's live in Cape Town, ke upper corner. Thank you so much for joining us, Prof. And welcome on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And good afternoon to the listeners at home.
Good afternoon to you. And before we proceed, Prof, I'd like to just congratulate you for being nominated Guma prestigious NSTF Awards. Congratulations, Prof.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words.
And what does this mean to you, Mhlambenje, if you can start there, nominated Guma Awards?
It's quite exciting, although there is a lot of work ahead of me, but it's exciting to note that I'm the first woman to be the vice chancellor and principal at MUT after 45 years of its existence. So for me, that's the most exciting part.
Wow. Now, thank you so much and congratulations once again, Prof. But let's speak about the event that you are currently attending and that you were facilitating Konalapo in Cape Town. Just take us through Uguti Eyani, and I understand Uguti, it's mostly about women and women in leadership positions and especially kui academic institutions. Just take us through Uguti, what was it about and what is it its purpose?
This program, the Emerging Women Leaders Program, it's offered by HESFA, which is a registered non-profit organization, which was founded in 2003 to address the critical shortage of women in senior positions in higher education sector in South Africa. And I'm excited to let you know and the listeners that I am an alumnus of HESFA. I was part of HESFA program in 2011. I was still the HOD of nursing, of the Department of Nursing at DUT then. And the following year, in 2012, I attended the Mini HESFA Academy. And what I like is that this organization is supporting women who are aspire to be in higher positions, to be in leadership position in higher education sector. And for me, in 2011, it was a start of my leadership journey. So I owe this to HESFA. So to tell you briefly about my engagement today, I was invited by HESFA to be a facilitator for the workshop on higher path journeys and options in the higher education sector. It was a 4-hour workshop, and it was quite exciting. You know, it offered us.
I think Ifonia Tia Katega. But just to continue, Prof, from your conversation about the importance of the event.
Yes, I was saying, as the HESFA alumnus, who has done very well in terms of climbing up the leadership position, I was invited to come and facilitate to a group of 30 women in higher education. And my workshop, a 4-hour workshop, was on career path journeys and options in the higher education sector. I was saying it gave us a safe space as women to engage on issues that you are grappling with in higher education, as you are well aware that for example, in South Africa, we have 26 public universities, and only 6 women VCs, then 20 are male VCs. Same thing applies to the DVC's position, the dean's position. There are few women who ascend the leadership positions. So this workshop, it offered us a space to talk about those issues and again to plot a way forward as to how then are we going to support each other as women so that we see more women taking up these leadership positions. And part of my workshop, I started by sharing my journey as an executive from the time I became the head of department, the executive dean, the DVC teaching and learning, the DVC research, innovation and engagement, and now the acting DVC. So it was quite exciting to engage with the women on those issues.
It's quite exciting, and abantu abesifazane bezwa from a woman who's, you know, gone through this path. Maybe if you can just briefly take us through ukuthi the key into ebaluleke kakhulu for a woman who is in a leadership position kwi higher education and learning, like yona into ebaluleke is key to umuntu wesifazane who's up there, okanye something that has worked for you as a woman in a very an industry egcwele abantu besilisa.
Yes. One key message that I gave to women is that we need to support each other. I introduced them to the concept of career sponsorship that they were not aware of, which was quite exciting. Where as an emerging women academic, you identify a person that would act as a sponsor, or the person that will hold your hand, open the doors for you. I actually shared exciting story about some of the women that I stood on their shoulders in order for me to climb up the ladder. So that was very important for me. And again, my focus was on encouraging them to take their position in higher education, not to look down upon themselves as women.
And I believe you are a person who solely believe in research.
Hello?
Yes, Doc.
Yes.
Prof, yes. I was saying, Guti, I know you are a person obelivela kakhulu in research. Nokwenza nje research when you are in a higher import position. Maybe just the importance of that, of being a researcher in higher education.
Yes, that's very important, especially when women take up executive positions. They think that research will have to take the back bench. And that's the serious mistake that women do. I always say that whatever strategies, whatever decisions you make, you must be informed. The only way you can get informed is by conducting research. So I always encourage women to make sure that they do not drop research, especially because we have got very few rated women scientists. So the moment we take up positions, we drop research, then who's going to drive the research agenda in the country? So that was part of my conversation that I had with the women that I met here, that we need to make sure that we continue to drive the research agenda. And again, that's a way we would succeed. We would succeed in driving the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. It is by doing research.
Wow. No, thank you so much, Prof. Sizukubamba kakhulu. I understand you are very busy, but thank you so much for taking your time to speak with us on MUT Radio. And congratulations once again on being nominated on that award.
Okay. No, thank you so much. The pleasure is mine.
Thank you.
That
was our...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.